nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
All right. What is the difference between BTI and NBTI?
So remember the BTI was based on the sodium migrating or like ions migrating through your oxide, and the NBTI is a non-reversible phenomenon that depends on the interface.
Very good. And trapping of holes and electrons, that will also belong to the BTI effect. And the other thing is that BTI could occur in positive bias or negative bias. Negative temperature, as you see the word N implies, is a negative bias phenomenon. Right? Do you want to answer this second question? What does it mean that a process is thermally activated? That I didn't discuss it in details. It's all right if you don't remember. All right. Anyone else? Yes, go ahead.
Is an exponential dependence with temperature?
That's right. So when you change the temperature, of course, there certain things are supposed to change. It could change as T squared, or it could change as sine of T divided by T naught. It's only when we have e to the power minus Ea over kT with some barrier height divided by kT, an Arrhenius relationship, then we'll assume that there is some sort of barrier which is being overcome. And in that case, we'll use the word thermally activated. Yes.
The barrier is...
Yes, the height of the barrier is the activation energy. What barrier here is, we do not know yet, right? We just did some experiment. We found empirically today that there is a 0.58 eV sort of the barrier, right? What is that barrier? We haven't really discussed that yet. Who wants to answer this question? Maybe you wish to answer this question. What is the difference between parametric failure and catastrophic failure? What would be the difference? We just didn't discuss it today, but just wanted to emphasize NBTI is one type of failure which is different from what we have discussed before. Don't remember? What about you?
The parametric failure is when the device slowly, but catastrophic is sudden failure, like something goes suddenly.
So what type, where would you put NBTI? Would it be a parametric failure or a catastrophic failure? It is a parametric failure. So the word parametric failure meaning something is changing slowly and gradually. Here, for example, the VT is gradually changing. There's nothing abrupt happening anytime. And at some point, 10%, when the 10% will be exceeded, nothing will happen. The world will not stop at that point. But it is that the circuit will gradually start getting slow. There'll be more and more logic errors. And that's the parametric failure because a parameter has exceeded. Abrupt failure would be, what do you think, Shin? Well, I'll give you an example of abrupt failure.
World failure?
Abrupt or catastrophic.
TTTP.
Dielectric breakdown, all in a sudden percolation path forming, things, fuse blowing in your home. That is a catastrophic failure. So NBTI is a parametric failure. What are the time characteristics of trapping, bias temperature instability, and NBTI? Maybe you want to answer?
NBTI, the threshold voltage, the logarithmic of threshold voltage is proportional to logarithmic of time multiplied by N, which is 1 by 6.
Right. So it's time, there's a power law. This type of characteristics, people call it a power law characteristics.
For trapping, it has logarithmic of time dependence, the threshold voltage.
If it is thick. But not T to the power N.
Yeah, not T to the power N.
Right. And bias temperature instability?
BTI.
Think about it for a second. What does BTI involve? A set of sodium atoms are gradually moving like this. So,
So it's linear?
It is, so he is correct. It is linear in time, right? Because remember the gamma factor, which sort of partitions this. It starts zero when you are from gate to oxide interface, and as it is linearly shifting, drifting, right? It's a drift phenomenon, linearly shifting. So it will indeed be a linear dependence in time. This one is a charged, sodium is charged, and it is drifting. So when it's drifting, then it will be linear, but you are right that had it been neutral, and if it diffused, then it would be a square root. Does it make sense? Okay. Which device will have poorer... Yeah, thank you. Which device will have poorer surface channel? Would be poorer, right?
Which device will have poorer emitting
edges? Mm-hmm. Buried channel or surface channel?
Surface channel will have poorer.
Will
it have more emitted?
Or it will have lower.
Yes.
Why did you use buried channel before? Do you remember? I mentioned it.
Voltage.
Huh?
To control artificial voltage.
And because in those days there was a single warp function.
Metal.
Right? Single metal, okay. There's no gate could not have two different warp function. Today we can have that easy. Under what condition can NBTI occur for PMOS? Who wants to? You maybe I ask somebody else. What about you? And under what conditions? We have inversion, depletion, accumulation. Under what conditions do you think we'll have NBTI for NMOS? Accumulation. Because when you have accumulation in NMOS, then you have holes. This is the last one. Cite two experiments to support the assertion that NBTI is an interface reliability, related reliability issue. Do you want to answer?
One of them is ESR.
Yes, spin, electron spin resonance experiment, indeed. Maybe the... go ahead.
The deuterium experiment.
Which one?
The deuterium experiment.
The deuterium experiment would be another one, where because deuterium only passivate in the interface, or surface channel, buried channel, that one could be another one, right?